your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, wake up, boys and girls, because today may be, I forget what we called it last night, a landmark episode in the wake-up call. And if I'm not careful with the mute button, it may also be my last episode on the wake-up call. just for those of you who didn't catch the information earlier, today we're going to call the show Eavesdropping. I've always wondered what women talk about with other women, and so we're going to have four women doing different things in their lives, some married, some not, kids, not, talking about a variety of things, from other women to men to careers to relationships. We're going to start with fashion, because I always want to know what women talk about with other fashion. And again, this week, this damn Mackie board is mixer is fighting us. So we're going to fire it up and introduce today's ladies. And we're going to go from the window side over, since that's on the mixer board. And Kelly, how are you today, Kelly?
I'm great. How are you?
See, that's we got to fix that, Graham.
Is it not very loud?
I can talk lower and then we'll level everything out. So, Kelly, you're married?
I am married. Couple of kids.
I don't know. That doesn't sound right, does it, Catherine? Married for how long?
7 years.
7 years. How many? And two kids?
I have two kids. One boy, one girl.
No, we're working on that. I'm going to let Catherine continue to work on that while we talk to the two folks in the center here. Because this may be a stand and everyone share the one big microphone day.
We can handle that. We're close.
Are you?
Yeah.
So, that was Nikki. And that's because do the four of you work together?
Yes, we do.
Do you?
We work together. We've worked together for almost 4 years now, some of us.
All right. And we
come
won't,
and gone.
We won't announce where. There will be a little bit of anonymity in today's program. And Nikki,
I'm married. I have two children. And I will be 30 next month. Woohoo!
And
I've decided to embrace it. I'm over being upset about it.
I turned 30 just last month, I think. And I did not embrace that well.
And I'm 29 for the rest of my life.
Yeah, the 30th birthday was not my greatest.
Jean-Viev is only 24.
Yeah. And Jean-Viev may also need to huddle around the one microphone until our buddy Mike Friend calls us back. I apologize, ladies, but that's...
Does that mean I have to touch them?
I don't think you have to touch anyone.
We are close friends.
But you do have to get close to the microphone, like, at the same distance when they talk, or the same distance they're at when you talk. All right, so we have Nikki, who's about to turn 30 with how many kids?
Two.
And we already met Kelly, who was telling us you've been married for how many years?
7 years.
7 years with two kids?
Two kids, yes.
Molly?
Hello.
Hi, Molly.
Hi.
And you're?
28, almost 29.
You are such a baby.
I'm a young one.
The youngest of the group, I take it. Married?
Indeed.
Indeed?
Yes.
And children?
One on the way.
One on the way.
In December.
Yes. Do you know, boy or girl yet?
We find out on the 20th.
I find out on the 20th. Well, I hope.
Counting down days.
I hope things go smoothly.
Hopefully and our, too. Our,
and the fourth guest in the group?
What?
Jean-Viev, is that the proper pronunciation? Genevieve, Jen, can we go by Jen for the hour?
She goes by Jen.
Goes by Jen for the hour.
All right. On a good day.
Jen, and your background?
Children.
say that again. I'm sorry.
Not a big fan of children, and I'm single.
All right, you got it. There you go. You're single and not a big fan of children.
But she loves ours.
Yes, in theory.
How old are you, Jen?
I'll be 35 in a couple of days.
Oh, okay. Right. How old are you, Kelly?
You got to talk right into that microphone.
I'm 36.
I'm sorry that that's the way it is, but sometimes being a community radio station, we have to ask special things from our guests.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got the four women in the studio today. Hopefully those of you who've been listening have been hanging on while we work out the technical bugs for the hour. And again, I don't even remember how the conversation started at some point about doing this program.
We bothered you about it.
Is that what it was? But it's sort of, you know, been flying around in my head for quite some time now about what do women talk about when they're all together and you hear them giggling at the table, laughing uncontrollably. Well, they talk about when you go into the bathroom together. and so, yes, hopefully that we'll be able to talk about that without breaking any FCC regulations. Let's start with fashion. Which of the four of you want to start on the fashion conversation? I'm always curious. I would assume that when you're sitting together, and maybe it's a stereotype, and tell me if it is a stereotype, that women are checking out other women as opposed to the do's and don'ts of fashion and what they are or shouldn't be wearing.
We spend a lot of our time looking at other people and basically
slaughtering them.
Yeah, because there's so much wrong with fashion in this world.
Now, how much of that has to do with
hair?
Women in general and the four of you as a particular group? I mean, if one of you or two of you are with, you know, other women, does the same thing happen? Is that a standard sort of conversation?
It's usually a standard conversation, except with the four of us together, it's a little more extreme. So we're more blunt with each other than with some of my other girlfriends outside of this group.
So do you comment on each other?
Yes. You have to be real.
We're right. Very honest.
God forbid you have gold flip-flops.
Sarah wore gold flip-flops one day, and it was just a disaster.
So you work with you work with somebody named Sarah?
I do, and one day this particular woman just wore the wrong set of shoes, and it didn't go well, and we spent basically a half an hour at lunch laughing about it.
Okay.
She was there, too, so it's not like we were talking her back. Yeah.
Are you... let's just give me a rundown. Who wants to take it? Nikki, I'm going to pass this to you.
Sure.
Who wants to take, start with the rundown on particular women's, and I'll give the men's side to somebody else, particular women's fashion don'ts?
Hair. I might pass that over to Genevieve, but I do want to just step back for a minute and say that the nature of, you know, the reason that we are able to be so honest and the reason that we have so much fun together and are able to just kind of be women and talk and be friends is because we have this relationship and we know that we are able to do this with each other. That's just one of the things that we've bonded over is, you know, going to lunch every day, talking about things that we see, things that we like, things that we don't like. And fashion happens to be one of it. We bond over it, and that's been really something that has taken us from kind of a group of coworkers to a group of really good friends. I'm going to actually let somebody else comment on the do's and don'ts, but I did want to just step back and say that for a minute because we've had a really good time. I mean, I think that everybody loves to people watch and to kind of look and see what's going on around them, and the realistic thing to do is to comment on what you see, and so that's what we've been doing, and it's been really fun, actually.
And you said that the group has been, or I guess the majority of the group, I think, Molly, have you been there 7 years? Is that what you said?
Kelly's been there the longest, and Kelly and I have been working together for about 5 years. And Genevieve has been working with us for a while. We've all just kind of come and gone, and Molly joined our team and the most recently a couple years ago, and we've just had a great time. I think that you kind of start with a core group and you find people who are like you and people that you have things in common with, and you grow. And when you work with somebody, you spend the majority of your life with them. I spend more time with the women that I work with than I do with my family. So it's really good to have people that you like and people that you can get along with and people that you can kind of take it to the next level.
Exactly. And I think it really helps us during the rough times at work when, we'd rather be doing other things, but at least we have each other to look forward to have a good laugh over lunch or whatever it is that may happen throughout that day.
All right. So, Kelly, it sounded like Nikki adopted you to take on, and what's limited. I don't want to stand here for half an hour and talk about fashion don'ts, because I'm sure that there's a fair number of them. But toss out three or four that come up on a regular basis.
Okay. Well, let's start with mom jeans.
That's a great one.
Mom jeans are really, really ugly,
repulsive
jeans that women think are somewhat attractive to their figure, but they really aren't. They're basically jeans that are tight around the waist and then wider in the hips and then tapered at the ankle. And lots of times they really hug the butt, and it's not a pretty scene.
They come up to your belly button. They're not attractive, because there's so many hot moms walking around Charlottesville and they don't realize that they look really great. And then they're wearing these jeans that kind of ruin it for them.
Yeah.
It's even worse when boys wear them.
All right. We got
Are those
a phone
called dad
call.
Jeans?
Yeah. So you ladies want to... Actually, I can do this instead. We got a phone call, so hang tight for just a second. And I'm going to get it all set up here. Doug, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you all today?
Well, good day so far. I got four smart and hot women in the studio with me.
I'm sure.
I'm kind of concerned about where this conversation is going to go for the rest of the hour, but what are you bringing to us?
Well, what I was going to ask is I like a girl that looks good in blue jeans, the red tag Levi's, and they were just mentioning blue jeans since I called. And, I'm an old guy. I'm single. I'm 48. But, I still like seeing a girl wearing blue jeans that are tight, that fit good, and a girl that makes blue jeans look good.
There's a difference between mom jeans and good-looking jeans.
They can be obnoxious.
We're all for designer jeans.
But they can also be, the regular cut.
Absolutely.
But as long as they make blue jeans look good,
Hey, Doug, I got one question for you.
What's that?
You give us, and remember, please remember that we are on the radio, as I've had to repeat to these women multiple times. One bad fashion that you see, and we're going to switch to men, since you're a male caller. One bad fashion that you see men doing.
For me,
not necessarily for you, just that you see that bothers you. Not that necessarily you're wearing.
The main thing that bothers me is seeing these guys on 10-speeds and nylon pants.
Wait, what?
The 10-speed deal.
Oh, I see.
Oh, very good, Doug.
Good. We like that too.
What do y'all think about that?
We're anti.
Y'all have a nice day.
All right, thanks, Doug.
All right.
So I take it that you ladies also don't care for the biker, 10-speed biker guys and their fashion.
Not necessarily. There's cuter workout clothes available out there, I think.
And I just think they hog the road.
They do. They're very obnoxious.
All right. We're currently on the fashion tips rather than the on the road issues. We are going to do a show on that in the future about the...
That will be a good show.
Bike versus car. And here in our area. You are listening to WNRN and the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, as we have four women in the studio, four co-workers, Nikki, Molly, Kelly, and Jen, as we talk about what women talk about when they're all by themselves. I'm trying to educate myself here, and maybe you are as well. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is the toll-free line. which I think Doug just used as he called us from Richmond, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, 979-0919. All right, other, Kelly, toss us out another female fashion don't. Mom jeans was one.
Okay, it's not necessarily a fashion, but if you're pregnant, don't walk down the downtown mall smoking a cigarette, because that is extremely foul.
That's poor fashion.
I want to go back to gray hair. It should be short.
All right.
That's true. Gray hair is, long gray hair is not attractive.
Long gray hair is not attractive?
No.
Not at all.
But what if you're sort of denying that you have gray hair?
You need to embrace it and just cut it off.
Embrace it and cut it off. All right. Let's go to a few male fashion don'ts. Because I'm sure that as you sit there, even though, what, three of you are married? Two of you with kids, one with a kid on the way. Jen, still single. Are you, I would assume that you're sitting there talking about the attractive and the unattractive guys.
Absolutely. We're all scoping out the men for Jen as well. So we're all looking.
A fashion don't?
I'm going to put it out there. Jorts.
Jorts.
And gotta define. What are jorts?
What are jorts?
They're hideous.
Well, there's an adjective, but I was looking more for
a definition.
Right.
Go for it.
Jorts are jean shorts.
Jean shorts. Are you talking about cutoff?
No. We're talking about any.
Certainly not.
So, cutoff jean shorts are okay, say if you're washing the car, doing yard work, staying at home, not in the public eye.
But like tailored jorts.
Are you talking about shorts that are made of denim that have the already have the hem?
Hem, absolutely.
Correct. Yes.
And what's wrong with those?
And mandals.
I don't know.
they're just really not attractive, and they do nothing to make us lean towards wanting to hang out with that person.
You might as well eat at TGI Fridays and wear your jorts and your mandals.
Oh, thank God that TGI Fridays doesn't underwrite on this program. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I am surrounded by four smart, funny, and scary women in the studio.
The bottom line today is that the jorts are not flattering, and we like to see people around us looking the best that they can and the best that they want to be. And so when you're dressed like that, then I think that it just, you know, who you are on the inside is absolutely what counts, but the way that you look on the outside is a window into who you are on the inside. And so I think that we are just always kind of surrounded by people who make interesting fashion decisions, and we're always, it's kind of like the show What Not to Wear. I don't know if you've ever seen that on TLC. We're always just trying to envision that best person, what they can wear to make them look the
but
best.
But on that program, they walk up to them and say, hey, come over here, you need to buy
some. I would love to do that.
There are a few people that we work with.
We've done that at work.
Love to do that.
Yes.
We would actually like to call into the show and put them on it. Because they just are, they're really nice, nice people who just have
they
made
have
poor
a hair helmet.
Poor fashion decisions in their life. And I feel bad for them, and they need to just, we want to be honest with them, but I don't think they know us well enough that we could just go up to them the way we could each other and just tell them that their fashion is terrible.
I heard the word mandals.
Mandals. Mandals. Man
so
sandals.
Man sandals. You're talking about like something that I'm getting ready to underwrite about that you might get at Blue Ridge Sports?
No, actually, I know what you're talking about. Those are okay. Those are cool. Those are acceptable.
Those are like sporty.
Athletic sandals.
No.
Okay. Jen does not agree. We also disagree on fashion.
Yeah, we do. Some of us agree, some of us don't. Nikki, our voice of reason here, brings us all back together, though.
All right. 11:20 here on the wake-up call as we are getting the opportunity to listen to what a group of women talk about, both other men and women in the area. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Markets of Tigra Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Sunny today, highs, wow, is that right? 90 to 95. Clear tonight, lows 60 to 65. Sunny tomorrow, Highs 90 to 95, and in Richmond, 95 to 100. In the Valley, it's 84, 84 in Lynchburg, 87 in Richmond, 84 here in Charlottesville. A beautiful sunny day.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And let's thank Blue Ridge Graphics for their support today. You can find them at the corner of Meade Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville, providing custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. All right, back on the eavesdropping program with Jen, Nikki, Molly, and Kelly. Again, feel free to dial us up. Looks like the toll-free line someone has dialed in. We'll get Graham or Catherine to patch them through. That's right. Catherine, back for the day. Thank you, Catherine, for showing up. We always adore Catherine when she's here. All right, everybody ready for the phone call? Everybody got your headphones on? Steve from Richmond. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Bring it on. These women are waiting.
Yeah, my question is, you guys mentioned that show What Not to Wear on TLC, which I've been forced to watch a couple of times, and I noticed that those women or those hosts tend to criticize what the people are wearing, but they also offer constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. When you mentioned jean shorts, your only comment was, we wouldn't want to hang out with people who wear jean shorts. I guess my question is, what's so special about you?
That's
a bunch of women living
question.
In Charlottesville. You're not exactly, you know, Manhattan babe. All right, up and hear what you have to say.
All right, man, thanks.
I disagree.
Well,
I actually think that's a great question, and we laugh about that all the time. One of the things we say as we're kind of chatting at lunch and looking all around is that we're nobody special. This is just kind of how we bond and what we've talked about. And like we said, we kind of criticize each other, and we're certainly not Manhattan babes. We're just kind of Charlottesville ladies. But we have a great time just talking and being with each other. And I do think that, you know, we're all really good people, and we do want the best for people around us and for all of our friends. And that's just kind of how, and I really do think that's how women bond, not by being mean or evil, just by kind of being real and observing the world around them and talking about our real lives and what's going on in our lives, good and bad, and all of that. So, I mean, I think we're fun to be around, but I definitely understand the question.
And, you know, I will say to Steve that the program for today isn't necessarily meant to be TLC and to share, you know, constructive criticism to someone who may be wearing jean shorts or, you know, man sandals. I've always been curious, what are women talking about when you have four women who are constructively close in a relationship? And, you know, what is making them laugh, and what are they pointing at and looking at and commenting on? And that's why they're here in the studio today. And again, as Nikki said, you know, maybe if you disagree with them, that means that your comment is you're nothing special. And maybe if you do agree with them, your comment is that that's, hey, thanks for bringing that up and pointing that out, because I agree with you. But, you know, it's just the wake up call on a Sunday morning.
I will say, to reiterate what Nola said, is that Nikki said is that we're nothing special. We just are who we are. And we just we criticize each other as much as we criticize the next person.
All right, let's. I want to jump into a different. Do you have?
I was just going to say we also talk about a lot of other things. So I hope that we're, you know, another topic other than fashion is going to come up, because there's a lot of things that we talk about when we're sitting at lunch or after work or whatnot that are really meaningful to our relationship and have kind of bonded us, and I think are kind of underlying themes in what women talk about.
And you know, we just got a call. Someone who didn't want to go on the air but left the comment with Graham, which is a great segue into where I was going next. Christina from Wintergreen says that she appreciates the camaraderie, but says that the criticisms that you're making are superficial and too focused on appearance and might be hurtful or miss more important characteristics. And I think that, you know, that there are other people out there who might be saying that. When we were talking about the program, I said that when you, if you said certain, made certain comments or used a certain word, that you may get the phone call.
Absolutely.
That spent too much time commenting on that. And I think that that's, that may be the case here with the last couple calls. And Christina leads me into the next sort of topic in the hour that I want to get into, which are relationships. And I would assume, I think that, that most guys, when they see a handful of women together, want to know, are they talking about me? Are they talking about this table? Are they, you know, and what else is going on? There's sort of that, it's sort of a mix of ego versus lack of self-confidence that sort of jumbled together there. And I'm curious as to what sort of conversations you have about relationships. Don't everybody jump in together there.
We usually talk about mine because I'm a project.
Jen is the only single one amongst the four of us. And so we usually, when we're out together, whether it be at lunch or dinner after work, we help her scope the scene and see what's available in Charlottesville.
Wing women.
We're her wing girls.
We are wing girls.
Yes, absolutely.
So is that the primary? I mean, there's more of that because there's a single woman in the group, more so than talking about what's going on at the homes of the married women or with the kids?
I think so.
Absolutely.
You're more interesting.
Talking about kids is fun and all, but
I think we all kind of talk about when there's things that are important in our lives, things that are kind of standing out as being very important to us at that moment, then that's going to be kind of what we talk about. And that's the great thing about friends is that I can bust in and say, hey, Jen, let's not talk about this right now. I have a really big problem. And we can kind of just go through those things, which is fantastic. And that's what women are about. And that's what friends are about. And yes, we have more fun kind of scoping the scene and talking and looking for guys for Jen and kind of talking about the life situation. But we also have a lot of issues that I think that, especially for me, I don't really have family here, and so my friends are the closest thing to my family that I have. And so, you know, I talk about things that I would normally talk with family members about, things that are going on in my life, you know, issues with my children. I'll talk to Kelly about, ask for her advice, ask for her opinion, issues with my husband, issues with anything. You know, that's I think what the real kind of relationship with women's about. All the other stuff, yes, it probably sounds superficial, but it's also what women talk about, and it's also fun. And you asked about fashion, and so we answered that.
Yeah, we had to start somewhere.
But I mean, I think that there's a lot. There is a lot more going on in our lives, and that's the thing. That is the nature of women's relationships that makes it so special.
And I would say we often, you know, Jen is often our little project, as she would say. But there are often times where I call Jen crying and need advice and need support, and she's one of the best people for me to go to have, you know, that kind of support and help and friendship. And we all do that for each other.
Is that something that you do any of you have, aside from any spouse that may be there, do any of you have an extremely close male friend?
No, I don't.
Yes.
Yes?
I do.
You got to talk into the microphone, Jen.
Yes, I do.
Have any of the other three of you ever, and I'm not talking about being fifth grade, but have you had an extremely close male friend at some point from maybe college on?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I have close. Mm-hmm. I definitely have a close male friend.
But someone that you might, for a different issue, call him crying and looking for support?
I would say, since I have a husband, I would definitely go mm-hmm. crying to him first. Mm-hmm. And then probably my father, which is expected. And after that, my best girlfriends.
Sort of in that hierarchy? At least for...
Yes.
I mean,
for today, yes. That may change.
Right. When you go home, I'm sure your husband is going to be like, oh my God, please.
Probably.
By the way, we are talking with four women who work together, Jen, Nikki, Molly, Kelly, about what women talk about when they are together. sort of the eavesdropping program. 979-0919 if you have a question or a comment. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. If you're a little further out, maybe you're listening on Lovingston's 94.7, Harrisonburg 95.1, Lexington, Lynchburg, Richmond. We take all those calls on the toll-free line. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, 979-0919. Let me take a moment and thank 45fix.com for their support today. If you have a project, and I don't think we're referring to Jen, but not the time, there's a simple way to find a contractor from kitchen and bathroom remodeling, house painting to decks and siding. It's 45fix.com. Immediate, no obligation estimates available anytime. That's the number 4, the number 5, and the word fix.com. All right, let's get back to relationships. 11:31 here on the wake up call. Aside from, you know, you talked about that there are problems to discuss. What's at the top of the list? What comes up most often amongst the four of you in terms of, and not just the four of you, because I think everyone has either specifically mentioned or hinted at the fact that there are other groups of women. You can take yourself out of this group of four and put yourself in another group of friends, possibly family, and have similar conversation. So,
all women would like to have a maid.
Oh, is that something that, that you talk about? As
oh, like a cleaning lady?
All the time.
Absolutely. I see that the secret to a good marriage is a cleaning lady. Or a cleaning person, I should say, not necessarily a lady.
Keep going. I'm reading
a cleaning
this
team would
thing.
Be. Team. My house could use a cleaning team.
Like daily, not just once a week or once every other week, but daily. Or a laundry person would be nice.
I'm not available, but I'll check the underwriting on the program to see if there's someone out there. I'm good for weekly cleaning, if anyone would like to pay for that.
I mean, I think we talk about the things that make us happy, the things that would make us happy. And so when we talk about things like, you know, our house being clean, it seems like such a simple little thing, but it's kind of one of the, it's one of the secrets to happy marriage and happy people is to have a nice clean house.
But what else? I mean, you know, I'm talking about relationship wise. Yeah. What comes to the top of the list in terms of the four of you sitting around?
Cookies, please.
And you know, if you're having the conversation, you know, what comes first? Do you talk about, you know, problems within? You know, you talked about calling each other as friends. You know, was everybody married when you got together? Was everybody already married?
Yes, everybody except Jen.
Everybody was, yes, we were all married.
I realized that Jen is not married, but the three of you were already married when you...
Yes.
When we all met each other. Which was at different times, yes.
I think, I'll just throw it out here. I think sometimes we want to know if our relationship with our own husband is what our friend's relationship is with their husband.
Or not.
Or not. We're not sure, so we definitely open up that conversation when we're talking over a drink or over lunch, and that helps us to either feel more secure or feel like we need to do something within our relationship to make it stronger. And so we definitely talk about whether or not, you know, we're going there with our husband or whatever it may be, but we want to make sure that we're sort of in line with the rest of our girlfriends in that sense.
All right. I'm curious, and I don't know which one of you to direct this to, but we'll start with Jen because, you know, as the one who is single and the one without kids, do you feel that you sometimes can't participate in the conversations?
No, because I think sometimes they all envy me at the end of the day when they have to go home to their families.
Okay. Do the three of you, assuming that your husbands are listening, but also recognizing that the truth is that, you know, they, that whatever feeling you have, they probably have some sort of parallel feeling, maybe at a different time.
Sure.
Do you, I mean, is that true?
I think, yes and no. I think we do, often, you know, we all work. We're all tired at the end of the day, but we also have to think about cooking dinner and feeding our children and making sure that they have a bath and all that other stuff. And so, yeah, I get jealous. I want to be able to just kick back and have a glass of wine and do, you know, absolutely nothing some nights, but that's not possible. And so clearly we envy each other at different times. And I would say vice versa with, Jen, you know, she sometimes would say to us, oh, I wish I had somebody to help me, you know, mow my lawn or whatever, but we just all have various things that we have to go through. And that's, again, something that brings us together. We can all talk about it and be honest with each other. And it's just who we are as people, and we all accept each other for that. So,
now, Molly, I'm curious, as you're pregnant and you said you're due in December.
Correct.
Do you sometimes feel, and I would assume that that becomes a topic of conversation at the lunch or, you know, some other time when the four of you are together?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you feel that as the four of you, that really the conversation becomes between you and Nikki and Kelly, because Jen isn't pregnant. Jen doesn't have any kids. And so while it's nice to hear her, you know, and you know that she's there for other support.
Right.
But that in particular conversations such as that one, that really the conversation is between three of you?
Not necessarily, because I know.
Wait a minute. I want to get in here. I was the one who bought the pregnancy test and took her to the bathroom at UVA. So,
and that's what I want to hear, is I want to hear how, not particularly in that detail, but, you know, I'm curious as to how the person, the one of four, participates in that type of conversation. So, Molly, keep going.
Well, I would say that Jen and I, our offices are near each other, closer than the other two. So the day I thought I may have possibly been pregnant, I went to her and I was like, we need to go check this out. So we walked over to the UVA bookstore, and I was too chicken. I'm 28 years old, and I was too chicken to buy my own pregnancy test. And I gave her my debit card, and she gladly did that while I was standing right next to her watching her purchase a test for me. And so we sort of bonded over that, even though she doesn't have children or husband, which is fine, but she still understands and supports the three of us who do, and vice versa. So it doesn't really matter that she's not married or doesn't have children. We still support each other in the same way.
And that's what friendship is about, and especially with women. It's about doing things that you may not necessarily want to do because your friend really wants you to do it. And that's the bottom line with us, is that we go there, we talk about things that may be uncomfortable, we talk about things that are going on in our lives that, you know, are hard to share, but you do it because you need that support system, and that's really what our friendship is all about.
Is that what sitting at the table and talking, I mean, because that continues to be the visual image in my head, is, you know, eating out and seeing the four women together at the table laughing and having a good time, or, you know, being somewhere and looking across the room and seeing that group and wondering, what are they talking about? Is that what you're telling me that it really boils down to?
You were at Bang Friday night with us. You should know.
Yeah, we were trying to line this show up ahead of time, and
Rick was eavesdropping beforehand.
Right,
no, I would say that also, you know, laughing is extremely good therapy.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, we all laugh a lot, and that's hugely important to us. And I don't think a lot of people laugh as much as we do, and so we have a lot of fun.
Well, we're going to take this 11:40 break with Jen, Nikki, Molly, and Kelly as we talk about the relationship amongst women. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to read some of the comments. People haven't come on the air to leave them, which you're welcome to do, 979-0919, 1-877, WNRN Rocks.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, Jack Monahan was famous for being a true Charlottesville character and for marrying someone who claimed to be the Grand Duchess Anastasia of Russia. Just what made the man who loved Anastasia a true original. There's a proposal to put 30 security cameras on the downtown mall, and it has civil libertarians crying Big Brother, while police contend the cameras will prevent and help solve crimes. What's your view? The Hook wants to know. And Albemarle County spokesperson Lee Caitlin takes the Hook's hot seat. The Hook, whispering at the table next to you. And Five Guys Burgers and Fries is supporting us today. Five Guys serves America's standard, fresh, and handmade from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they're open until 10 on Fridays and Saturdays. That's Five Guys Burgers and Fries behind the fountain in the Barracks Road Shopping Center. They're in the Hollymead Town Center and now on the downtown mall, all here in Charlottesville. On the web, it's fiveguys.com. That's F-I-V-E guys.com. All right. I'm going to read these in a short fashion. Some of these are pretty long. 24-year-old guy in Richmond, and by the way, I have your microphones off, so there's no immediate response to this. 24-year-old guy in Richmond who called up and says he used to be caught up in fashion, but then he realized that it was superficial. The first wake-up call he heard was the Memorial Day show with the veterans on, and he was moved to tears. Thank you. He's looking forward to a better show next week, but he thinks that the show's great and the station rocks. Well, glad we got that part right anyway. Catherine from Charlottesville is older than they are, older than you ladies, and discourages her son from dating women like you because she feels that you are shallow and wonders if we could get guests with more depth and perspective. And then we got a call from Charlottesville that wants to congratulate you for being open and honest about your private conversations and hope the disapproval, legitimate or not, doesn't get in the way of the truth. So that's where we stand so far. You're welcome to call up. We'll put you on live if you'd like. Graham and Catherine are out there answering the phones. You can leave your message, which I will read. At some point before we finish up the hour, I may not read it within seconds of you dialing up, but your comments and your thoughts are important to making today's show as good as possible and for making future shows interesting as well. All right, Kelly, Molly, Nikki, and Jen... I'm curious. I want to get back to the relationship issue. Molly, by the way, I really, and Jen as well, I was really interested by that conversation about kids versus no kids, and Molly, how you still looked towards Jen, even though she has no children, to help you through that and finding out. And Jen, I guess I was surprised, but pleasantly surprised to find out that although you don't have any kids, and you made it clear at the start of the show that you really don't, at this point in your life, don't want any kids, that you were still there to support someone at that time. Because to me, this, you know, that is as much sort of the representative part of the show for what I wanted to get out of the hour as anything else. So,
so I don't like children. I love my friends.
And that, I think, is key. So, you know, despite the calls from the 24-year-old in Richmond and Catherine in Charlottesville, and we had the Christina and Wintergreen, you know, who are concerned about exactly some of the comments, I think maybe we shouldn't have started with fashion. Maybe everyone got caught up in the more facetious part that we were all laughing at and having fun with. But I think that there is a lot more depth to the program and the relationship than a couple of the calls have been honest about accepting. All right, a couple quick questions, and doesn't just have to be one person who answers it. If several of you want to jump in on it at the same time, how do women remain friends with gossip that goes around the workplace, and whether that's because you hear that, you know, who's not in the room? Elizabeth, you hear, you know, Kelly goes to Molly, and or Molly hears from Elizabeth that Kelly was talking about her, you know, and that sort of thing. You know, how do you, because I think the stereotype is that women are catty, you know, and that's the sort of thing that would happen. And how do you remain friends with that? Because, so who wants to take that one on?
I think that women are catty, but not within the constraints of our friendship. We make fun of other people.
Okay. Nikki?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think that the difference is what you do for fun and what you do for real. Mm-hmm. I mean, the things that we do for fun are within the confines of our little four-person group at lunch that we talk and have fun. But when it comes down to it, we're real people and we're real friends. And we don't have those workplace issues, actually, because I would never let that type of thing interfere with a true friendship. That's not what it's about. So it doesn't. We don't have those issues.
No, I totally agree with Nikki. I think that, you know, the other thing is that we trust one another and we stick up for each other. And there really isn't a lot of gossip and whatnot going around our workplace. And if there is, you know, we kind of nip it in the bud and keep it amongst ourselves if we decide to.
How about this question? If a friend tells you a secret, is it understood that you will tell your husband? And I understand that Jen is not married.
I think. I understand what a secret is, and I know the definition, but I sort of think that it depends on what it is. If it's important enough to my family, if it concerns anything with my friends, the people I love and care about, then I would want to share that with him. Otherwise, I don't think he really cares maybe what Jen has a secret about or what Nikki's big concern was today.
I terrify Joe anyway.
My husband's scared of Jen.
I can tell you that I'm scared of Jen.
We all are.
979-0919-1877-WNRN Rocks. There's a call lit up, but it's one of those long calls, which makes me think that Catherine or Graham are out there writing down this long comment for me to read over the air rather than have that person come on. But 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. We got about a little more than 10 minutes left here as we talk with four women about what do women talk about when they are all together, four friends. Molly, Nikki, Kelly, and Jen here in the studio today. So, Molly, you answered that question about... Mm-hmm. You know, does the secret get shared? Is it understood that the secret gets shared? I'm not trying to leave Jen out, but Nikki and Kelly?
I don't share everything with my husband. I think that the notion of a secret, you know, something my friend tells me in confidence, if I understand that it's in confidence, I think that it could be... It's a breach to even share it with my husband. I mean, I think that if it's, and it certainly doesn't affect him, he doesn't really care, so why do I need to share it with him? I mean, I think that's the thing about a friendship. It's not really fair to me to go and tell my husband something Jen tells me when she doesn't necessarily have that counterpart to go tell everything to. It's not a good excuse for me to be like, oh, well, it's my husband. It's in the lockbox.
Is it expected the other way, though?
Do you expect that I tell my husband everything you tell me? I don't know.
Well, that's... Either. Do you?
We had an instance once where
that wasn't what I meant by that, but I want to hear that follow-up because I find it to be interesting.
I feel like you assume we tell our husbands.
I do assume that.
Are you fine with that?
Not Joe Miller, no.
All right, let's...
Well, I think, you know, I think sometimes I tell my husband stuff that we talk about at work, and sometimes I don't because, you know what, like... Nikki said he doesn't really care that much,
right.
And you know it's my personal issue. It's nobody else's.
Does it work both ways in the other sense of if your husband's friend shares a secret with him, and somehow during the course of the conversation, once you all get home for the day, he's not necessarily sharing the secret, but there's some sort of comment that makes you realize, oh. You know, Bob told you something that's a secret today. Well, what is it? You know, do you expect him to share the secret with you?
Not necessarily. I know most of my husband's friends. And I feel like if they would tell him something in confidence, that he would treat his friends with the same respect that I treat mine. And if it doesn't concern me, or maybe isn't of importance to me, then he won't tell me because what am I supposed to do with it? Once he tells me, I don't know.
All right. I do want to thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for their support for today. They have everything you need to get outside this summer. The professional staff at Blue Ridge can help you with camping supplies, maps, guides, and even guided backpacking trips. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports can be found in the Barrack Shroud Shopping Center here in Charlottesville and in the Mountain Inn at Wintergreen. And I know you're not going anywhere because this show, whether you think it's shallow or not, has been incredibly entertaining. And Patrick Allen is going to be here in a few minutes for Les Temps Purdue. Best of 80s and 90s alternative. No Cyndi Lauper, no Whitesnake. No New Kids on the Block. But you will hear Pixies, Fiona Apple, and you too. And requests, always welcome. I always make a request before I leave. Les Temps Purdue, brought to you in part by Plan 9 Music, only on WNRN.
I'd like to hear some Dawkins.
All right. I don't think there's any Dawkins either. But we do have a call. Everybody
Warrant?
Got their headphones on?
Slayer?
Headphones? All right, David from Waynesboro. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, these girls are doing fine. You know, why is everybody judging everybody? They're feeding a Cook's family. They have expendable income. They're mapping their own way. They're feeding a waitress's family and helping pay her electric bills. Go, girls. Don't worry about what these other people say. Just because you don't spend an hour at the Salvation Army right during your lunchtime, you're doing the same thing. So this shallow business is a bunch of crap, and you just do what you need to do to survive, girls. Go.
Hey. All right, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Phone line's open. We got some time left. 11:54.
We also look great in bikinis.
Ooh, that should have been a requirement for the show today.
I don't
disagree. I definitely will not wear a bikini anymore.
We had a call. David didn't want to come on the air, but David from Arrington says you sound like classy women. Wonders how a blue collar, clean living, shy guy. Should
Go
look
Nelson
should
County.
Look for a woman.
Oh, well, that's a good question.
That's a great question. So, if you're, you know, if
the
you're
the food line in Nelson County is a hot spot.
The food
no,
line.
No, let's
in
be
Nelson
real.
County.
That's
where
question.
You yeah,
that's where you
question.
Hang out.
We like Sarah's.
Right. let's treat
Jen
Vieux.
Let's
treat the question in the real manner in which it was asked, in
yeah.
the honest manner
yeah.
in which it was asked.
Absolutely.
You're a shy guy. I don't think age matters, but you're a shy guy. You consider yourself to be one of the good guys because uh-huh. that's also on my list is why do women go for the, you know, for the bad guy over the good guy? But
because they have long hair.
Yeah. But
oh, Jen likes long hair.
How do
We don't.
How do how does the nice guy who's shy find a woman? What do you do? Personally, I say you host a radio show. not
be genuine. Get out. You have to get out, and you have to get out and try and meet people. Whether it's going to, you know, volunteer somewhere. I think actually that's a good place to meet people. If you have a passion about something and you go and do that, and you find somebody else that has that similar passion, I think you're gonna find somebody that you might like. And I think you have to be a good guy. Don't try and be the bad guy, because when it comes down to it, we all want the good guy. And that's, you know.
And we all want the real guy. I don't want to get to know somebody and think that I'm really excited about this new relationship and have them be, and find out that they're not who I thought they were.
And this is why I'm still single.
And she likes the bad boy.
Is that why you're still single?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you think it's hard to meet people, meet guys in Charlottesville?
Absolutely. Until you got to be open to it. I don't know.
You have to put yourself out there, right? That's what we tell you all the time.
I think Jen finally did that in some ways, and I think it's really helped her to find new friends and new, you know, just opportunity.
I always think it helps to find, when you go out, whether it be to a restaurant, a bar, whatever your scene is, to have a friend with you, because I feel it's sort of like shopping. When I go shopping by myself, I think something is really cute, and I try it on, and I get it, and I come home, and I go to work wearing it, and the girls are like, what were you thinking? And I feel like maybe it could be the same way if I'm out, if I were single, looking for a guy. I would need a friend there to say, hey, that guy, he looks okay, we're in a bar. Maybe go talk to him, put yourself out there a little bit, see what happens. But
it's all about the wing women.
Exactly. Yeah. You
and
should always
nice
have a friend.
Have attractive friends that are like fly bait.
All right. Let me do this. And then I got two calls here as we try and finish up quickly. You are listening to WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar, Amherst, Lynchburg. All right. I got Doug from Richmond. I don't know if this is the Doug who called earlier or not. Doug, you there?
Hi, Doug.
Hi, how y'all doing? Hey, I've got a great appreciation for y'all coming on there and really enjoyed it. And I think it'd be nice to have y'all back on again.
Yes!
And
thank you, Doug.
And good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
And everything.
Well, you're awfully sweet.
We love Doug.
Y'all take care.
All right, thanks, Doug. All right, Catherine or Graham, was that another phone call out there that I need to try and squeeze on? Yes, that's another call out there. I think Catherine's getting all the information now. All right, here we go. Chris from Charlottesville. I'm not going to read that. I'm sorry, Chris.
But
that's just not a topic to get into at the end of the program.
Uh-oh. Use your imagination.
But thanks, Chris, for listening.
Thank
you, Chris, anyway, even if I don't want to get into the show about the lesbian.
Wow.
All right. One of the last questions as we finish up before Les Temps takes over. Number one topic of conversation at the all-female table. Whether you're married, not married, kids, no kids, wherever you might be, whether it's lunch, whether it's the women who are sitting together at, you know, the wedding reception, whether you're, you know, whatever. What is the number one topic of conversation?
Dirty sex.
Wow. Sorry. Joe, you really went there.
Yeah, well, that's why I had that on my list of stuff, and I realized I just blocked that out for the hour.
Good.
I could see that wasn't going to go anywhere.
Whew.
Tolerable. Any of the three of you like to I'm not going to say
fashion
deep on
that. And weight. Weight is a big
our own, by
our
the
own
way,
weight.
Not
our
other
own.
People.
Yes, our own.
Before the whole world calls up.
I know. It's our own weight. We're all very insecure about our own weight.
Really? Body image?
Absolutely.
Okay. I do appreciate the four of you coming on today. It was a very interesting hour. God bless. I hope Mike Friend wasn't listening and that I get to do the show next week.
Ooh,
no. Next week, we will have Jerry Ratcliffe from the Daily Progress on as we talk about the UVA sports.
There you go.
And one of the main things...
That'll be a less controversial.
Yeah. One of the main things that we're going to talk about next week is the new seating arrangement at Scott Stadium, mm-hmm. which seems to have a lot of people
upset.
So I do want to thank Gene, I can't even get it right. Gene Viev, Jen, Nikki, Molly, and Kelly for having the nerve to come in today and talk about it and put it out there for everybody to listen to. Talk to you all next week.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or at wnrn.org. The wake-up call is produced by Michael Strickland. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.